I shall read from the Bible, the Gospel of John. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. When this Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. When he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. In that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because he hath loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. I shall now read some primitive sayings of Jesus taken from the Gospel of Thomas from the Nag Hammadi Library. Logia 9. Jesus said, Behold, the sower went forth, he filled his hand, he cast. Some fell upon the road, the birds came and gathered them. Others fell on the rock and sent no root down to the earth, nor did they sprout any ear up to heaven. And others fell on the thorns. They choked the seed, and the worm ate them. And others fell on the good earth, and brought forth good fruit unto heaven, some 60-fold, and some 120-fold. Luke 51. His disciples said to him, On what day will the rest of the dead come into being? And on what day will the new world come? He said unto them, That which ye await has come, but ye know it not. Logia 66. Jesus said, Teach me concerning this stone which the builders rejected. It is the cornerstone. Logia 78. Why came ye forth into the field? To see reed shaken by the wind? And to see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, your kings and your great men are they who are clothed in soft raiment, and they shall not be able to know the truth. Logia 82. Jesus said, He who is near to me is near the fire, and he who is far from me is far from the kingdom. Logia 107. Jesus said, The kingdom is like a shepherd who had 100 sheep. One of them, the biggest, went astray. He left the 99 and sought after the one till he found it. When he had labored, he said to the sheep, I love thee more than the 99. Logia 109. Jesus said, The kingdom is like a man who had in his field a hidden treasure about which he did not know. And after he died, he left it to his son. The son also did not know. He took possession of that field and sold it. The man who bought came to plough and found the treasure. He began to lend money at interest to whomsoever he chose. Logia 14. Jesus said to them, If ye fast, you will beget a sin for yourselves, and if ye pray, you will be condemned, and if ye give alms, you will do an evil to your spirits. And if you go into any land and travel in its regions, if they receive you, eat what they set before you. Heal the sick among them, for that which goes into your mouth will not defile you, but that which comes forth from your mouth, that is what will defile you. I shall also read selections from the Christian Science textbook. Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Referring to the materiality of the age, Jesus said, The hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Discerning Christ's truth anew on the shore of time, they were enabled to rise somewhat from mortal sensuousness, or the burial of mind in matter, into newness of life of spirit. Remember, Jesus, who nearly 19 centuries ago demonstrated the power of spirit and said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also," and who also said, "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." The law of Christ, or truth, makes all things possible to spirit. But the so-called laws of matter would render spirit of no avail and demand obedience to materialistic codes, thus departing from the basis of one God, one lawmaker. Spirit is reached only through the understanding and demonstration of eternal life and truth and love. Christ's truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error. Rise in the conscious strength of the spirit of truth to overthrow the plea of mortal mind, alias matter, arrayed against the supremacy of spirit.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Oh, your presence, Lord. I taste your goodness, and I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Oh, your presence, Lord. Holy, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, and come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord, Lord. Your presence, Lord, oh God. Your presence, Lord, oh Lord.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience
be overcome by your presence, Lord and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Let's have a few moments of silent prayer. And then let's pray together the Lord's Prayer as given us by Jesus and recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.